Even before the hurricane, Mississippi's unemployment rate was one of the highest in the country, and many more jobs were blown away by the storm. So when the unemployment office in Biloxi, Mississippi reopened this week, it drew a crowd. NPR's Scott Horsley was there.
Shawn Montefort stands with her three children outside Biloxi's unemployment office, where she's come to apply for disaster benefits. Hurricane Katrina knocked a tree through her roof and drove a knife through the heart of this region's tourist economy.
Out of a job, out of my house, but we're going to start over, rebuild, and do it again.
That rebuilding will take time. Montefort had a job lined up as a cocktail waitress at Biloxi's Hard Rock Casino, which was scheduled to open the Tuesday after Katrina hit. There's no word now when the Hard Rock or 11 other Gulf Coast casinos might reopen.
They have no idea. They're assessing the damage, and pretty much everybody's just kind of waiting around to see what's going to happen. Some aren't even going to open back up.
The head of the state's Employment Security Department lives in nearby Goshen and stopped by to help open the Biloxi office. Tommy Dale Favre says Mississippi has waived paperwork requirements and expedited processing to put relief checks into people's hands more quickly.
Normally, when there's any kind of disaster in Biloxi, we see a lot of the self-employed, the fishermen, and we'll certainly see a lot of the casinos. That'll be, I imagine here, that'll be our biggest customer.
The storm wiped out not only 14,000 casino jobs, but thousands more in the surrounding businesses. Lori Dubas worked as a bartender across the street from several big casinos. She says the $210 a week she'll get from the state in disaster relief is nothing compared to what she used to make. Nevertheless, Dubas plans to remain in her flood-damaged home in Biloxi.
Really don't want to, but, yeah. I mean, I don't know where we're going to get jobs at. You know, not just the casinos. The bars are gone. They're not hiring even like at McDonald's because they're laying off people and keeping the regular employees. I doubt if I'll get anything. I don't know. It's been a nightmare.
A front-end loader is still removing debris in front of the beachfront Isle of Capri Casino. But a few miles inland, the casino reopened its corporate offices this week. The Isle of Capri was Biloxi's first casino back in 1992. Spokeswoman Jill Haynes says the chain has deep ties to the community.
Isle of Capri is committed to Mississippi. We are the largest publicly traded company in the state of Mississippi. So we will do whatever we can do to stay in Mississippi if that's feasible.
The Isle's floating casino barge was badly damaged, but the adjacent hotel was largely spared. The company would like to move some gambling operations into the hotel, but that would mean relaxing state regulations that currently allow gambling only on the water. Not everyone here in the Bible Belt would welcome such a change, as illustrated by this local radio broadcast.
When the casinos came, they were dubbed the savior of the coast. Well, God's not going to put up with such arrogant blasphemy forever. Mississippi, you need to repent. Louisiana, you need to repent. And unless our coast and our nation turn from its wicked ways, much worse will come upon us.
For those coastal residents who lost not only homes but jobs to the storm, much worse is hard to imagine. Scott Horsley, NPR News.